Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Easter Tuesday, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and is now Prioress Elect in her community, the Grand Rapids Dominicans. Sister Megan's preaching is entitled Living Resurrection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought he was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel picks up from Sunday's Gospel, after Peter and John had returned home after looking in the empty tomb. Mary Magdalene had remained at the tomb bereft, so much so that even seeing the two angels in the tomb and conversing with them didn't leave her wondering what she was seeing. She was completely focused on what she did not see, the fact, or might we say the falsehood, that her Lord had been taken away, and she didn't know where they laid him. Mary's hearing isn't quite up to par either, when both the angels and Jesus, whom she thinks is the gardener, ask her, "Why are you weeping?" She is completely focused on Jesus' body not being where it's supposed to be, in her mind. But then Jesus calls her by name in his old, familiar, intimate way, that Mary is able to see, hear, and find the one whom she'd been looking for, who had always been present to her. And that reunion, the resurrection, happened to Mary. There are no more tears. Her hearing is resolved, and she embraces the mission that Jesus gives her to announce the good news to his brothers that she has seen the Lord. Like Mary, our eyes can play tricks on us, whether from floaters, glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration, or even tears. The same can be said of our hearing. Did we hear what we think we heard? Did we hear only what we wanted to hear? But to encounter the risen one, to hear Jesus call us by name, is to have our senses come alive in a whole new way. It's to know deep in the core of our being that we are to live differently, to live the way Jesus did, to live the resurrection. At the Easter Vigil this past Saturday night, Don Downer, one of our longtime Sunday Assembly members, wrote the prayers of petition that called the community to a new awareness of what living resurrection looks like. We left the liturgy alive with the commission before us. I share these prayers with you that they may inspire you too this Easter season. Light the paschal, incense the air, reverence the book, sprinkle the water, and let us open up some room for worship in our lives, O Easter people. Pluck the fiddle, bow the bass, strum the guitar, snare the drum, and let us make some room for rejoicing in our lives, O Easter people. Set the table, spread the feast, toast the Jew, beat the Muslim, and let us open up some space for communion in our lives, O Easter people. Unbolt the doors, throw open the windows, knock down the walls, roll back the stones, and let us create some room for resurrection in our lives, O Easter people. Click your heels, turn up the volume, snap your fingers, pop the corks, and let us create some space for celebrating in our lives, O Easter people. Forgive the denial. Forget the cowardice. Absolve the betrayal. Pardon the thieves. And let us make room for reconciliation in our lives, O Easter people. Tambourine your hip. Dance the jig. Flip your wig. Shake your booty. And let us express some joy in our lives, O Easter people. Bow your head. Bend your knee. Quiet your mind, silence your soul, and let us be a prayer to the world, O Easter people.